Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, psychic, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio television talk show personality. She brings to the airwaves talented people from around the world who share their insights and experiences with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna.
Hello and welcome. Welcome to an hour of mind power. This is Donna Sebo broadcasting live from Anchorage, Alaska, and we are going to be chatting with a guest who has some tips and suggestions to those of us that seem to always have that extra 10, 15, 20 pounds, maybe even as much as 30 pounds that we just cannot seem to get rid of. And if you're like me and so many others through the years, we've tried just about everything. Well, Donna Stone has a different approach. Her book is called Healthy You, 14 Days to Quick and Permanent Weight Loss and a Healthier, Happier You. Donna Stone, welcome to the show.
Hi, Donna. Thanks so much for having me on.
Now, Donna, I found your story rather interesting. You're a woman, let me just say this, that has such a detailed background involved with the health field. You're very much involved in fitness, etc. You've been on major shows, and you have had the battle of the bulge yourself. Tell us you went through.
Yeah, I think a lot of us have been there, but I had always been somewhat, I would say, in shape, and then I graduated from college. Now, this is, of course, 20-some years ago. But I graduated from college and moved to New York City to work on Wall Street, and I gained over 40 pounds in a rather quick period of time while I lived there. And I was just frustrated, and I was very unhappy. And I just remember one night sitting in my apartment. I was in my bed, and I was literally in tears because I felt like I had control over so many other aspects in my life. I had a great education. I had a great job. But the one thing I could not control was I could not control my weight. I could not lose weight no matter what I tried. And believe me, I had tried it all.
Mm-hmm. You know, that I think is one of the biggest frustrations. We have a society that has this image, especially of women. It doesn't seem to apply too much to the guys. But we gals, they want us to be svelte. They want you to be, you know, really tiny, this, that, or the other. And so many women really are not ever going to be a size 8. They're structurally, body-wise, bone-wise, et cetera, it's never going to be. But to be trim and to be toned for whatever their body height structure might be is very important. And we have so many challenges in today's world. There are young girls that are bulimic. There are others that when they eat, they maybe will just have a tiny bit. They're not getting good nutrition. They end up with physical challenges because they're not eating well. And then you have the older woman that she goes through menopause and she swears the gods of the earth hate her because she puts on 10, 20 pounds so easily. And yes, you were younger when you went through this. So women go through all of this and they don't like looking unattractive. I have yet to meet a woman that enjoys looking like a slob. I just have not met one. Have you?
No, but you know what it is, Donna? I think one of the things with my program, with Healthy You, it's also about, like, it's feeling good. So, yes, we all want to look good, and we all want to look better in our clothes, and we want to look in the mirror and be like, oh, I like that person in the mirror, the way that person looks. But more importantly, what I found is when I was in that bed crying in tears because I couldn't control my weight, I was so unhappy. You know, it wasn't just the way I looked it was the way I felt. I felt tired all the time. My skin looked dull. Like everything about me, it just felt off. And I knew that if I can just start eating better, that I would not only look better, but I would start feeling better. And so that's kind of what the Healthy You program is all about. Like I said, I tried all these programs and I read so many diet books and I tried so many programs. And they would only work for a really short period of time because most of them were not sustainable. They weren't a way of eating for the long term or the way that would make me happy because I don't want to give up all my favorite foods. And so I finally realized that if I really wanted to lose the weight and I wanted to start feeling good again about myself and just feeling good in general, I would need to make up my own program. And that's kind of how the Healthy You program came to be. I wanted a program that was simple, it was easy to follow, something that I could do forever. It wasn't just for a short period of time to try to lose some weight and then know that it was going to come back like it always did before. And so the Healthy You program is all about eating a very nutritious, very wholesome, very clean and healthy diet with occasional indulgences, because if you're like me, I mean, I'm never going to give up chocolate forever. I'm never going to give up a glass of wine forever. And so it really is about finding a way to eat and change your lifestyle that the pounds will come off. We've done focus groups. I mean, women are losing anywhere from 6 to 10 pounds in the first week, you know, up to 14 in the 2 weeks. And so it works, but it's a way you can eat forever and be happy about it.
You bring out a point of information that women in America, the average size, you said, was an 8. And that surprised me. You said now it's the average size is a 14 with nearly half of American women. I was surprised it was a size 8, because I know when I was growing up, I was reading things in books where the average size in America was a 12 to 14, but it's expanded from a 14 to a 34. In fact, if you're petite like I am, it's almost impossible to find the smaller sizes. And I thought, that is really quite a jump in size.
It really is. It really is. And so the thing you're talking about with the average size being a size 8 was back in 1985. So it was reported that in America, the average woman's dress size, so we're talking about, is, you know, what was purchased was a size 8. And then today it's a size 14, and more we're finding anywhere from, you know, the clothing sales are really in the 14 to 34 range in terms of dress size. And so the interesting thing about that is you look at how we ate back in 1985 versus how we eat now, and you have to, all the studies say, and I see it, right, and I'm sure you see it, I mean, serving sizes are so much larger today than they were 20 years ago, 30 years ago, 40 years ago, and we eat so much more packaged foods. We're opening a package, a box constantly, and that's not how it used to be. And so everybody continues to get bigger and bigger and gain more and more weight. We need to get back to eating wholesome food and healthy food. We need to start realizing how this food is making us feel. You know, if we're eating the wholesome food, we definitely have more energy. We our skin looks brighter and clearer. We're sleeping better. And if we're eating these, you know, very highly processed, not very nutritious foods, we're constantly tired, lethargic. We have the brain fog, all these things that happen to us. And so with Healthy You, one of the things that people are saying is, you know, they're going on the program, and within the second week, they're saying, my goodness, this is, not only are they losing weight, but they have more energy, sleeping better, and they're feeling like they're less stressed, and they don't have as many cravings or mood swings, and I mean, just all these wonderful things that come along with eating healthy. And then, of course, you're still going to indulge every now and then in your favorite foods, but you're going to love how you feel so much that you're going to want to keep on a program like the Healthy You program.
You have different classifications that you've designed. One, and I had to chuckle when I read these, one's the remote controller. The other one is the non-believer, the flip-flopper, the food abuser, and the almost achiever. Let's talk about those. How did you come, why did you choose to designate those titles, number one, and how did you come up with that?
Yes, so Donna, you're talking about a chapter in the book where I talk about there's these certain categories that pretty much everybody, if you read them, can fit into one of them. You know, you might be mixed, you know, slightly between two, but, and then I gave tips on if you are, you know, a certain personality type, I give tips on how to help you get through the process of losing weight and eating better and getting rid of those very unhealthy habits. And so there are these different things, the remote controller, you know, the person who constantly eats unconsciously, they're in front of the TV or they're in front of their computer, and that's where they do most of their eating, and they don't even realize they're eating. There's the non-believer, which is the person that's, you know, and I've been here, that's tried every diet in the book and just doesn't believe anymore that it's possible for them. They've pretty much all but given up. And believe me, I've been there. You don't have to give up. There are things that will work. The Healthy You program worked for me. I know it could work for people. There's the flip-flopper. This is like the yo-yo dieter that, you know, gains and loses. And I think probably more than anything, I was probably what I would call a food abuser. And what that means, again, is just, you know, I can't eat one cookie. If or someone brings a candy jar to the office, I would have a hard time taking one piece of candy. So if that jar is there all day long, I'm thinking about, ooh, there's that jar of candy in so-and-so's office, and I want to keep going in there. And, you know, or the bag of potato chips for some people. You know, I'm much more a sugar person, but where you can't just eat one potato chip and you're eating handful after handful until you can't believe just how much you've eaten. And then, of course, the almost achiever, which, you know, you only have to lose maybe 5 or 10 pounds. You're almost there, but you just can't reach that weight that you really want to be, that you feel is your healthy weight, but you're almost there. And so I give tips for each of those personality types to help them through the program.
I had to chuckle when you said that your weakness was the sugar, because I recall the story in your book, Healthy You, how you had employees that had a candy jar. And they put a note on there, Donna, hands off. You know, just, that was it, apparently.
No, they really did. It was kind of embarrassing because these were people that actually worked for me, and so you would think they'd be a little nervous about doing that. But they had in their office this big glass jar with a cork lid. I still remember it, and they had everything in there, every kind of chocolate and candy you can imagine, you know, the little individual pieces. And I would go in their office so often and take the piece of candy that finally one day there was a little sticky note on there that just said, Donna, you know, stay out. Nobody else, just my name. So, yeah, that was pretty embarrassing.
I think all of us do have those weaknesses. And I just think it's so important that we be aware that we want to be healthy. And I think it's important that women be aware they don't have to be a skinny mini. This isn't what we're saying. We want you to be healthy, but we want you to be comfortable with your weight so that you do feel good about yourself, that you're not constantly criticizing and condemning, because usually what happens when we do that, we might go out and we're just feeling badly, then when we get home, we just succumb. We'll just suddenly start putting food in our mouth because the emotional self is just absolutely grieving. I mean, really.
It's a bad cycle, and so we want to get out of that cycle. And I love, Donna, what you said about, you know, it's about getting healthy, and that's the premise of the whole book, of course, called Healthy You, but it's, yes, you can lose weight on this program. Yes, you can feel better. But the whole thing behind the Healthy You program is this is a way to finally lose weight, but do it the right way. Do it by eating great food, doing something really good for your body and for yourself, and even mentally. You know, there's so much in the book to motivate and inspire people and stories about others who have all but given up, and then this program worked for them. You know, I did a book signing last night, and I had so many people that had, you know, received the book and just said, I just started, I'm on day 3 because the book just came out, and they're already losing weight, and you can just see in their face how happy they are about it. It's working for them, and it's just wonderful, and I just want to help as many people as I can. I had a newspaper interview me, and they said, okay, what do you want? What are you trying to do with this? What is your dream? And I said, I just want people to pick up the book. I want them to read it because I know it works. I know all the people that have done it. It worked for them. And so I want people to pick it up and realize, okay, you know what? There's so many diet programs out there that are so unhealthy. And yes, you might lose some weight in the beginning, but you're not going to keep it off. Here's a program that you'll lose weight, and it's the healthy way. It could be a way that you could eat for the rest of your life and do something wonderful for yourself and something wonderful for your health.
Now, let's go through the phase, because you say in 14 days that it can really make a difference with someone. And I found your suggestions very compatible with a doctor that I did an interview with about a year ago who has been able to work with people who are diabetics and finds that their need for insulin, it just is amazing when they go through certain processes. Now, your first day, you say it's days 1 through 7. The first day is eliminating sugar. Now, sugar is very important. Glucose is very important for the brain. When you're talking about sugar, you're talking about anything that has, like a candy bar that has lots of sugar in it, cookies, desserts, things of this disposition. because fruit
we're
has
talking
sugar.
Yep, refined sugar. Yeah, we're talking about refined sugar. So, yep, processed refined sugar. It's in so many items out there, and we all think of the ice cream, the cookies, the cake, those kind of things first. But, you know, things you don't even think about, salad dressing, sodas, ketchup. I mean, there's so many products out there that you don't even think about twice. I did a video recently, and there were some what we would consider healthy cereals. Everybody out there, if I named them, would say, oh, that's a really healthy cereal. But when you look at it, it had more sugar than a Kit Kat bar. So how can that be possible? And refined sugar. And mm-hmm. So it's about getting rid of that refined sugar day one. Let's take that refined sugar out. Yes, you can have fruit. In some of the recipes, you know, we have recipes every single day of the 14 days for breakfast, lunch, a snack, and dinner. And some of the recipes, we'll use some agave nectar or a little bit of honey, or we'll replace, you know, sugar with those more natural substitutes. But it really does make a difference when you start taking that, you know, that extra sugar, concentrated refined sugar out of your diet.
Now, with day two, you recommend eliminating wheat. And there's been research that has been done, especially with particular blood types. People, and the most common blood type is the O blood type. And if you have the O blood type, you do better with high levels of protein and very low carbs. It's something that they've been able to demonstrate through scientific examination. And one of the things they recommend for people who have an O blood type is keep your wheat intake to a minimum. And, of course, there's a big furor today about genetically modified wheat, which they feel is really mm-hmm. having an effect on people. But on your program, you're saying on your second day, anything that has wheat in it and you continue not having the refined sugar, that's what you do. How did you determine that wheat was something that should be eliminated?
Yeah, so this was a lot of trial and error on my part when I was trying to lose, you know, the 40 pounds and nothing worked for me before. And I truly believe, you know, the really low-carb diets, I don't think that's a way to live for the long, long haul. I just don't think. I think people can do it, but I don't think it's super healthy. I don't think you have to do it. Now, in my program, now you're going through, just so everybody understands, week one of the 14 days, there's an elimination phase. And so days 1 through 7, we eliminate a certain category of food. And the reason we eliminate that category is to see how we feel and also to add in foods into our diet that we may not be consuming enough of, the fruits, the vegetables, the lean proteins, those kind of things. And so, you know, day one sugar, I think everybody can kind of understand that. We all know that sugar in excess is not good for us. Day two that you're talking about now is wheat. And it's not that I believe that wheat is bad for you. What I believe is people are eating too much refined processed foods that are made with wheat. And there's also a lot of people out there, and you touched on this just a little, but there's a lot of people out there that are very sensitive to it. They may not have, you know, celiac disease or something like that, but they're finding that they're sensitive to wheat, that it's bothering their stomachs, their digestion when they eat it. So in day two, we take all wheat out of our diet. And I'm very much into, yes, you know, carbs are important to keep our energy going. So in the program, there are substitutions for wheat and wonderful substitutions. Brown rice, wild rice, quinoa. I even, for my kids at home, I started substituting my regular pasta, because we're a pasta family. We love pasta. But instead of using regular pasta made with, you know, refined white flour, we now use brown rice pasta. And my two kids, age 6 and 4, did not even notice. My husband noticed, but he liked it. He's like, there's something different here. And I said, you know, yes, I use brown rice pasta. But so you're not going to feel deprived by taking the wheat out. But what you're going to notice is probably most of the time that you're eating wheat is in processed foods. You know, you're opening a package of something from the store and there's wheat in it. And so it really starts making you think about how you're eating, and you become so much more conscious of what you're ordering in a restaurant, what you're buying in the grocery store, and it just starts to open your eyes and make you make better choices.
One of the things you mentioned, using brown rice pasta, well, in Asian stores, you can get wonderful rice noodles, and they
Absolutely.
Are just fabulous, and they cook up really, really, really quickly. If someone is used to having typically angel hair pasta made with white flour, well, the substitution could be use rice noodles, and they cook up just in seconds. and the hot water.
And they make you feel so much better. Yeah, it's
so really
much better
very
for
good.
You. And I love hearing you say that. One of the recipes, I think it's day four for dinner, I have an incredible angel hair primavera, and it's using brown rice, you know, angel hair pasta. And it's just wonderful because by the time you have all the tomatoes and vegetables and everything on it, I mean, you would never know the difference. And it's one of my favorite meals on the program.
Now, you talk about eliminating dairy. Now, this would be day three, eliminating dairy, and that includes continuing not having wheat and not having the sugar. So now you're eliminating dairy. And, oh, I could hear the moan and groans from people saying, oh, my goodness, you mean give up milk and ice cream? Oh, well, I had to give up the ice cream if I gave up the sugar. That's fine. But what about my yogurt? Oh, my goodness. A yogurt is just one of those things I absolutely love. All right, let's address that. Why is dairy important?
Okay, and again, remember, this is for the two-week program that I'm asking people to eliminate these things, but it's not forever. The reason we're eliminating these things is to find out how it makes us feel and finding substitutions that we may then decide to continue using in our diet going forward. And so dairy is the same way I feel about wheat. I don't think dairy is bad. I don't think it's a bad thing that we have to constantly continue to take out of our diet. I do, however, like you're talking about yogurt, I believe there are a lot of people out there that are choosing their dairy and they're not really looking at the ingredients and realizing that they're consuming very high-fat dairy, that they are consuming dairy products that have a ton of added sugar in them. And especially with yogurts, you need to look at that because yogurt is great for you, right? Yogurt is a healthy food, right? That's how most people would categorize it. But if you look on the shelf and you turn the label, there are so many yogurts out there that, again, have as much sugar as a candy bar. And so, yes, it's you know, hidden in a yogurt, but it's still not great for you. So the reason we take out dairy is we take out dairy to get rid of all those unhealthy things that we're eating. And instead, we substitute the dairy with almond milk or rice milk or soy milk. There's so many great alternatives, especially today. You can find it. You don't have to go to a health food store anymore. You can find all of those things right in your normal grocery store. And so for day three, we get rid of dairy, and then you'll talk about, I'm sure, week two, which is 100% clean week. But to take dairy out, what people tend to notice and what I noticed when I took dairy out was that my skin completely cleared up. All of a sudden, my eyes looked brighter, my skin looked brighter. I wasn't having the stomach pains and issues that I used to have. And it's not that I'm lactose intolerant. I'm not. I still go and every now and then get a big scoop of ice cream with my kids. But it was that it was just not affecting me well. And I felt so much better without it. And so now I am not 100% dairy-free, but I do the program. And then when you bring back things in with people, we bring back in some of the healthy dairy. And so I eat dairy, but I also use almond milk, and I also use rice milk, and I also use soy milk. So I'm consuming much less dairy than I used to.
Well, and also another aspect that people can consider is goat milk. That is something that there are the yogurts that are made with goat milk. They're not all that easy to find, but you can find them at the health food stores. Eliminating highly processed foods is on day number four, and I think that is a given, and that's including your sugar, your wheat, and your dairy. Well, that's not a big surprise. That's very common. And also, this is a big one, I think, eliminating diet soda and artificial sweeteners on day number five. The diet soda has finally gotten to the level of recognition where it just should not be consumed in huge amounts. It just does bad things to the body. And they're finally coming out with the research on this.
Yeah, I think the one thing I love finally they're coming out with and talking about is everybody does diet soda because they think it helps them lose weight. And there's so many studies that are just popping up that have been out for a while, but really now people are understanding it and starting to see it. But that, you know, they're saying diet sodas now actually do not help you lose weight at all. What they really do is make you want to eat more because it tricks your body into thinking you're consuming sugar and you're not, and then your body's craving it. And so I think that's important. And again, you know, I'm about moderation, and, you know, people are going to read this book, and and some of them might say, my gosh, you eat 100% clean all the time. And no, I don't. You know, I Sunday nights, we do pizza night with my kids, you know, and I'll go to the beach in the summertime, and we'll go to the local ice cream shop and get ice cream. And same with diet soda. I will every now and then have a diet soda, but it's very rare now for me. And it used to be that I would have diet soda literally, I mean, every day and more than one. And sometimes instead of coffee in the morning, I would have a diet soda. I know a lot of people that do that. And so getting out of that habit is such a wonderful thing to do, and start drinking more water, start drinking more, you know, just getting nutrition from other ways and making sure you're not putting those empty calories into your body, because that's all that is. It's so unhealthy for you. So all the artificial sweeteners, all the diet sodas, just taking them out. And it's amazing, after you have them out of your system for about a week, how much better you're going to feel. First week's always tough for people, though.
Right. And on day six, it's eliminating red meat along with the other items. And then on day seven, eliminating alcohol. And when you think about what you have here, 1 week being able to do that, you're not going to stop eating, but you're eliminating what could be the triggers. And I have to ask you this. Would you recommend, if someone was going to look at this, that they clean their pantry before they go on it? Because so many times people have members of family that could eat anything and they don't put on an ounce. And then they're constantly battling the bulge. What would you recommend to someone that has a family that says, we don't need to do this stuff with you. This is your thing. Keep the potato chips in the pantry and the Snickers bars and all of this other stuff. What would you say to someone?
So I think it depends on your personality. You know, there are some people that can have a ton of junk food in their cabinet and it doesn't bother them at all. They'll still make healthy choices. They're not going to be in there every night, you know, rummaging through and eating all the unhealthy food. But there are others of us, like me, if I have, let's say, Oreo cookies in the cabinet, they're not going to stay in the cabinet. And I know that about myself. Now, if I have potato chips in my cabinet, I'm fine. I don't even think about those. I could probably have one potato chip and stop. Now, my husband couldn't. So everybody is different. I would say if you're one of those people that has a really hard time, if something is there and it's in front of you and you know it's there and you're craving it and you want it, then try to clean out your pantry. Try to get rid of some of those trigger foods. You know, and one of the things, again, I allow my children to have snacks and have unhealthy food as long as they're constantly eating healthy food as well. But I know myself really well. I know that if there is a gallon of their favorite flavor of ice cream in the fridge that they have every now and then, it's fine with me that it's in there, and I don't crave it. I don't need to have it. If there is a gallon of Mint and Chip ice cream in that freezer, it is not going to stay in there. So I don't buy Mint and Chip ice cream. I will go to the ice cream parlor on a special occasion with my kids, and that's when I get my ice cream. And I know I'm having it. You know, it's a treat. It's, you know, twice a month or something, we'll go to the ice cream parlor. My kids love it. We make a big thing of it. I get my ice cream. They get theirs. But I would never keep any more Mint and Chip ice cream in my freezer because it's one of my trigger foods. And we all have those trigger foods. There's a whole chapter in the book that talk about it and just give you tips on how to manage that for yourself based on your personality.
Absolutely true. And Donna, you talk about the importance of exercise, but also having a support team. I think that if you can have a buddy that can work with you and you can get together every once in a while and just make it a special event and talk about your frustrations and have a good time, make it a social situation, it really enables you to stick to what it is that you're wanting to accomplish when people of like mind are in your environment and very supportive of you. So you have wonderful tips with your book, Healthy You, 14 Days to Quick and Permanent Weight Loss. Boy, I can just hear a number of people saying, that I'm willing to investigate. I am so tired of carrying around this extra poundage. Now, what's your website, Donna, that we can go to find out more about your program, what you do, and your recommendations and tips?
It's DonnaStone.com. However, my name is spelled a little different than yours, Donna. It's DawnaStone.com. And we have recipes every week. We put up a new wonderful Healthy You approved recipe. We have how-to videos, weight loss tips, and also online through my Facebook page at Donna Stone Healthy You. We are going to walk people through the 14 days so they can come on the page and like me, and we're going to get started here, and we will help you get through every day. I'll be answering questions, you know, giving some extra inspiration and motivation, because it is so much easier to do with a group of people, and I realize that, and I want to help people through it.
Well, this is wonderful. Donna, thank you so much. We have the holidays coming up, and I can just imagine some people saying, oh, what am I going to do? Is it possible? Could I possibly be able to trim down a few pounds before the holidays come, because so many people do put on weight? This is something where you actually, the program you recommend, would enable people to get through the holidays feeling comfortable with it. And when they do have their indulgences, they're not going to overdo it. It's going to be very easy for them to come back to a basic understanding of what's working for their body. DonnaStone.com, go to her website, find out more, and if this is a challenge for you, as I know it is for so many of us, why not check it out? Investigate it. See if it might work. This is Donna Sebo, and we are taking a break. We're going to come back in just a few moments and share more good things with you. Again, Donna Stone, thank you for being my guest. Her book, Healthy You. We're going to be right back.
Do you have a group, organization, or club that would like to have an interesting and dynamic speaker? Then you're going to want to have Donna speak to your group. She motivates audiences towards personal empowerment, giving them tools for their personal and professional success. If you would like Donna Sebo to bring a presentation to your next event, call Delphi International at 253-582-5604. That's 253-582-5604.
Amino Muscle Snack Time, the chewable nutrition that feeds your muscles. Amino acids are the building blocks of protein. When you exercise, muscle tissue naturally breaks down. This low-cal, chewable snack helps to reverse that process and won't pack on the pounds. You can chew a few tasty vanilla tablets or any one of their other flavors before or after physical exercise, right before bedtime, or first thing in the morning to jumpstart your metabolism into gear for the day. Convenient to carry in a purse, backpack, or briefcase, they are a tasty snack for the person on the go. Firm, fit muscles, trim, healthy body. Sound good to you? Check out Amino Muscle Snack Time Chewable Nutrition by going to Amazon.com or SquatSponge.com. Tone up, trim up, and nourish your body to the fitness level you desire. Amino Muscle Snack Time Nutritional Tablets. Check out the information and order today. Go to Amazon.com or SquatSponge.com. Order now.
Hello, welcome back. This is Donna Sebo broadcasting to you from Anchorage, Alaska, where it feels like the Pacific Northwest. It is cool, gray, and wet. Yes. That's what we have in the Pacific Northwest. I wanted to share some information with you. You know, we were talking about diet and various things, and I wanted to share a recipe with you because it's the month of October. We have all kinds of fun activities at the end of the month with Halloween and various events of partying that are going to be coming up. But so many times we want to have a snack that is really, really healthy. And I have got one here that a woman by the name of Sarah Moulton put together. And it's pumpkin seeds. And a lot of you are going to be carving pumpkins, and they're going to be sitting out on the porch. But, of course, you have to scoop out the inside of the pumpkins, and there's all of these seeds. What can you do with them? Well, she's come up with a wonderful recommendation, and I thought I would share that with you. But before I do, I wanted to let you know about the guests that are coming up. Oh, and by the way, you can give me a buzz if you want to call in and chat with me at 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. We've got some wonderful guests that are going to be coming up on the show. Jake Eagle is going to be coming up with Rewriting Your Life, and that's R-E-R-I-G-H-T, Your Life. A Journey to Oneness. Rasha is going to be my guest. This is a woman that has traveled to India and has gone through a number of very fascinating experiences, and she'll be sharing those with us. Soldier of Finance, Jeff Rose, a man who has served in the military, but uses the military process of being able to manage money. Sound a little different? Yes, it is, but it's good information, and we're going to be talking about how you can make yourself more successful financially. And then if you have a challenge negotiating, if you would like to know how you can communicate more effectively so that you don't feel like you're being taken advantage of, you're going to want to listen to Tally Raffelli. He is quite a skilled negotiator. And then, of course, we're going to be talking with Daryl and Isaac, The Condor Song. We are going to be talking about a murder mystery and much more. So we've got a great lineup of guests, and of course you can always go in and check to see what guests we have coming up on programming, and then you can let your friends know as well so that you can, well, listen in and find out about some fascinating topics with people that are living what they are talking about. Okay, quickly, I wanted to share with you before I give you this recipe on pumpkin seeds, which I think is great. I think so many times there are projects that we can do with our family and our kids that really are a lot of fun. And one of the things that I came across was the story of a woman. Her name is Rose Perkins. She lives in California, and she has a hair salon. And her business partner would try to figure out things that they could do to make people's lives better. Now, what occurred is they decided they were going to send care packages to guys and gals in the military. And the reason this came about is there was a member of one of their families that was deployed to Iraq. Now, when he ended his tour, when he came home, he said, "I really love those packages. Oh, it was so special to get them." And so Rose and her partner decided they were going to carry on with this tradition they had started with a member of their family. And when they didn't know anybody, they would go to a website called anysoldier.com, anysoldier.com, and they'd just pick somebody and send them packages. Well, they were telling somebody about this, and the word got back to a local elementary school, and the kids decided they wanted to get into doing something like this, and this is what evolved. Right before Halloween, their community service advisor found out that there was a shelter that the kids were planning on donating all of their extra candy that they would get from their Halloween canvassing. And the kids said, "Well, you know, the shelter doesn't really need our candy too much anymore. They're not taking this in. But what about the soldiers? We could do that." Well, by golly, Rose and her partner decided to get together with the kids, and they had a party after school, and they'd sort the candy out. Now, when they first started it, the kids donated only what they couldn't eat. Typical, right? But afterwards, they said, "You know what? This is pretty cool. We really like doing it." So they started donating candy, and they'd write notes. Today, now they started this program in 2004. Today, almost all of their trick-or-treating candy goes into these packages that go to our servicemen and women overseas. And they gave themselves a name. The kids titled their group the Ashley Falls Kid Power Group. And they gave so much Halloween candy away last year, they were able to send the troops 60 boxes filled. And at the salon, what they've done, they have a wall. All of the letters from the men and women that are stationed in different places all over the world are writing them thank you letters. And they have them all over this wall so people can read them. And they also save now some candy to use in care packages that go out after Halloween. And she said it makes great packing material. And she said it tastes a lot better than foam peanuts, too. Isn't that terrific? Maybe some of you listening to this would be able to start a project like that yourselves. What a great way to inspire the kids to take what they're getting and not to keep putting it into their faces after Halloween. Boy, I can remember when I was growing up, Halloween was my favorite holiday, I think because of all the goodies we got. It used to be a wonderful event that I looked forward to because we had such wonderful cooks in our neighborhood, and they would bake up items. Sometimes we get bags loaded with these special cookies and other things. But there was always an abundance of candy, and so it would last us probably until the end of the year. But this is a great way of encouraging your kids, instead of having them eat everything, because let's face it, candy tastes good. But why not pass it along? Send it in care packages that go out to places. Maybe you have a local group in your own environment, your own neighborhood, or sending it to the service men and women that are overseas and away from the families that they would much rather be spending time with, but instead they're doing their duty otherwise. It adds a little bit of sweetness to their life that I think is quite special. Donna Sebo here. Give me a call if you'd like to chat. 888-627-6008. Okay, pumpkin seeds. Now, this is something that often is very messy to work with. When you take out the guts of the pumpkin and you have all this stringy mass in the pumpkin seeds. Well, Sarah said she learned something from someone about how to deal with the seeds and the stringy material sticking to a towel. Typically, when she was growing up, she said we had to separate the seeds from the pulp, the fibrous, the stringy stuff. You have to wash them, and then you dry them on towels before you roasted them. And she said drying the seeds was particularly a pain in the neck. They tended to stick to the towels, and those that didn't stick would end up sticking somewhere else. She said with we kids, it could be anywhere from the floor to the ceiling. But they loved the results. They absolutely loved the taste of the roasted pumpkin seeds. So she decided with her family that they were going to do it, and she said she found out a way to eliminate the sticking to the towel problem that always plagued her whenever she tried to do it. Now, she said we did a lot of trial and error. She said I tried high heat roasting and low heat roasting, and then finally she got a tip from someone who was Twittering her, and she said they told her saute the nuts in a skillet on top of the stove and then dry the wet seeds in the oven for 10 minutes before toasting them in the skillets. No towels required. And of course, pumpkin seeds are just loaded with nutrition, magnesium, zinc, omega-3 fatty acids. And it's a great way to use what otherwise you might just throw away. So she had this fabulous recipe. And she said, you know what? When you dry the seeds, you can toss them with a little bit of oil and bake them, and you just have a wonderful snack mix. So here is her recipe for a snack mix that I think you will really enjoy. And she said it takes about an hour and 15 minutes, and you just need to know it's going to take this much time. And it makes about 3 cups. Now, what she does, she uses chickpeas. She uses a 1 15-ounce can of chickpeas, and she drains them and rinses them. There's going to need to be 2 tablespoons of olive oil. Of course, that's going to be divided up. She said take 2 teaspoons of your favorite spice blend, like curry powder, chili powder, whatever you like, and then a little bit of kosher salt and ground pepper, half handy. And you're going to need 1 3/4 cups of raw pumpkin seeds. And you can clean them and drain them yourself, but you don't want them dry. You don't want to pat them dry. You just clean them and drain them. You're going to need 3/4 cup of dried cranberries, dried cherries, raisins, or make a mix of same, whatever your favorite ingredients, 3/4 cup of unsalted raw or toasted nuts. It could be pistachios, your peanuts, almonds, cashews, walnuts, whatever you like. Now, here's the direction that you need to follow. Heating the oven, that has to be hot, 400 degrees. Your chickpeas, you can dry them by spreading them on a large plate and just put a paper towel, or I like to use a cloth towel. Cloth towel I really enjoy using better than the paper towels, but whatever you prefer. And then they'll dry, just pat them dry, and then put them in a bowl, and you want to toss those chickpeas with a tablespoon of the oil and 1 teaspoon of your favorite spice blend, if you're using spicy spices, and then a little bit of salt and pepper to taste. Now, once you have your chickpeas totally coated, you transfer them to a baking sheet and spread them in a single layer, and you bake on your oven's middle rack until they're golden and crispy, and that's going to take about 25 to 35 minutes. And after they've been cooking for about 15 minutes, you want to take the pan and just shake it so that they're rotated. And then the baking sheet, you're going to remove it from the oven and transfer the chickpeas to a serving bowl. Now, a tip I would say is put in a piece of parchment paper if you have it. Cleanup will be a lot easier. And then all you have to do when it comes time to removing them, you've got the parchment paper, you just slide it right off and put them in a bowl. Now, your oven you need then to reduce to 300 degrees. Your pumpkin seeds you arrange in a single layer on a sheet pan, and again, bake it for 10 minutes. And then the pumpkin seeds, once they've been baked, in a large skillet over medium heat, you're going to heat the remaining tablespoon of the oil, reduce your heat to medium-low, add the pumpkin seeds and cook them, and stir them for about 7 to 10 minutes. Add the remaining teaspoon of your spice blend, if you're using one, salt and pepper to taste, and continue to cook until the pumpkin seeds are golden and crispy, and it's going to be about another 3 to 5 minutes. Then you put your seeds in the bowl along with your chickpeas, add your cranberries, your nuts, toss them well. You have got a fabulous snack, and one that you actually, if you have a vacuum seal unit, you could put them in bags and just keep them handy, whatever you prefer to do. But I'll tell you, they won't last. That snack won't last very long. Donna Sebo here, 888-627-6008. I had a quote that I wanted to share with you. The world needs dreamers, and the world needs doers. But above all, the world needs dreamers who do. That is absolutely a true statement. Dreaming is something that we all like to do. But if we have a dream, if we have an aspiration, we need to know that we are going to be able to accomplish it. And if you really want it badly enough, then you need to have a strategy or a plan to move forward with it. And sometimes it's very discouraging, isn't it? Sometimes we look at it and we go, gee, it's just not possible. It cannot be attained. There's too many roadblocks. Well, I'll tell you what. There is a gentleman by the name of Fred Haas. And Fred, after being very successful in business for over 30 years, well, he lost it. How did he lose his business? Poor management? Not really on his part. He had a partner that decided to become an embezzler. And he just was absolutely beside himself. You can imagine when you have someone that you've worked with for so many years, and they end up destroying everything after 30 years. Yes, that's what happened to him. Very discouraging. But Fred said he had to do something. He really had to get himself on his feet, number one. And number two, he had to get his thinking together. And he said what he would do is whenever he'd find him saying, I wonder if this will work, he'd shift it, change the word if to the word how. He said, how can I do this? How can I do that? And he said, I stopped making excuses. And he said, how can I use my setback creatively? What can I do to make my life better? He said, if you focus on the word how instead of if, what if I'd done this, what if I'd done that, if this hadn't happened, what else could have occurred? He said, it's sticking you in the past too much. What you want to do is move forward into the future. And I thought I would leave today that tip with you. If you're going through any kind of struggle, if, for example, you're trying to lose weight, which we were talking about earlier, if you're trying to do different things, what you want to do is say, okay, instead of if, how can I leverage my life so it works for me, not against me? And that can make all the difference in the world. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. This is Donna Sebo. It's been a delight being with you today. I know we're a little bit shorter in time, but we had some technological problems, but we've gotten through those. I'm so delighted that you have been with me. Have a magnificent day, and wherever you are on this beautiful planet of ours, and remember, you're in charge of you. God bless. Talk with you later. Bye for now.
You've been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. We're delighted that you were able to join us and invite you to tell your friends and family about the program. Have a wonderful day.